Welcome back to the second hour of Gesundheit with Jacobus. Here again is your host, Jacobus Holloway.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you, Chadwick, for the introduction. I appreciate all of you tuning in today. It is a beautiful Saturday morning. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I am here in the studio with Dr. Peter Sikorski. Pete Sikorski, he is the doctor in osteopathy. He is the owner and provider at East Main Medical. That is at 1104 East Main Street in Bozeman, just up the hill from Lindley Park. As he says it, I say it's right across the street from the car wash. But either way, I'm sure you got to get there. They're open today if you need to have any medical care that you're worried about. Or what is going on with me? I got an owie. Something doesn't feel right. You can go to East Main Medical today till 3 o'clock. They're open Monday through Saturday, Monday through Thursday from 8 to 6, Friday and Saturday from 8 to 3. You can contact them at 587, and then I forgot the numbers. Yeah, everything else I know by heart. Oh, hold on a second. I'll put your microphone on. Go ahead. Say it again.
587-3788.
3788. There you go. If you have any questions. But it really is a walk-in clinic. You can go there. Dr. Peter Sikorski started here in 2001. He's had his own clinic since 2014, and he's been involved in urgent care medicine for like 21 years. Very interesting work, and it is very difficult in just 3 hours to explain all the work that one person does, what a doctor does, because he has seen so many different people in all different circumstances. And how do you put all that together? And I often find that when you actually need a radio show or a book to start thinking about all the things you have done. And before the show, Dr. Pete and I were talking, and he said, I don't even know if I can talk for 3 hours. And I said, there is so much information that will come up as we have the conversation. And okay, well, I don't know if this question is specifically for you. I'll bring it up. It says, are joint supplements effective? Far Eastern cultures consume far more animal cartilage. They have fewer joint issues. Comment.
Glucosamine, chondroitin, sulfate?
Maybe, I mean, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, some of the orthos, say give it a try. Give it 3 to 6 months to see if it's made a difference. I don't know. I mean, hell, I'm 53 and I'm suffering from multiple arthritic joints at this point in my life from all the use and abuse that I've given it. Other than taking an occasional anti-inflammatory, I'm not taking any joint supplements.
But you also stay active.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You're an athlete. I can tell, but you're an athlete and you keep things moving. And by the way, folks, I suggested he'll try some magnesium, and he said, I don't take any drugs.
Well, when you were talking about muscle relaxers, I have all of that at my disposal. As I said, I prescribe them. I don't take them. No, I once in a while.
If you'll try something different. Now, to answer the question, yes, Dr. Pete is correct. Glucosamine, chondroitin may work because a lot of research was done on that. However, I tell people, you say 6 months, I tell people if you cannot tell any change in 3 weeks, it's not your supplement. Many times when we have joint pain, it could be cartilage damage. It can also be that the ligaments or tendons are stretched or tight and need to be worked on. And there are certain supplements you can use for that. If you have, I usually recommend to people just start with the glucosamine if you feel you have arthritis. Do the glucosamine, do 1,500 milligrams a day, and I would use the one that was actually used in all the research, which is glucosamine sulfate, and the only company today that sells the actual patented product is natural factors. And if you buy a bottle of 90 capsules, that will be a month supply. It's $11.95 or $10.95, somewhere around that area. And I tell people, do three a day. That gives you 1,500 milligram, and do that for 3 weeks. And if you don't know any difference, if you cannot even tell 30%, 10%, 40%, it's not glucosamine that you need. And I have seen people who used to, when the glucosamine came out, it was very popular with people because this book was written about from Dr. Theodorakis about the arthritis cure. And it was all about glucosamine and chondroitin. And people were taking it and they say, yeah, I feel better. And I go, well, what do you mean better? How long have you taken it? And I said, well, 6 years or so. And I said, and you still feel okay or better or what? And he said, well, I don't know. I guess it's okay. I said, well, don't take it anymore, because it's, if you cannot tell me that it's really better, then it's not for you. But at the same time, if you take glucosamine chondroitin to alleviate the pain and to help rebuild cartilage, but you keep doing the same activity that has aggravated it to begin with, then don't expect miracles, because you're going to have to make an adjustment somewhere. Either you relearn your technique of how you do your physical activity, or you really give it a break for the body to heal. And most of the people don't have time for that. Now, there is new information out about chicken cartilage that has been the chicken collagen number 2 has been very successful for people. We also see hyaluronic acid. There is a good success with collagen powder, bone broth, the high proteins, but also they have the collagen producing, they have the collagen in it that helps to produce the soft tissue. And the tendons and ligaments, there is a product called Wild Woodvine, which is amazing for any kind of ligament and tendon problem. So to answer the caller, it is a plethora of products that are available so far. And yes, they are effective. So to answer your question, are they effective? Yes. However, you need to find the one that works for you. So always start small. Try it for a few weeks. If you like what you feel, then you say, I got a 30% improvement. It's worth it for me. Maybe you want to add another product to it. Maybe the two products get you to 90%. Then keep finding what works for you. Drop the first one. Maybe you're good for 70% and you take one product and you feel good. It simply is a question of finding what works for you. One product doesn't work for everybody.
And I would agree. I mean, start with something simple, non-invasive. Hey, it might work, and it might not. If your cartilage damage is to a point where the only thing that's going to clean it out is arthroscopic surgery, or, I mean, there's been trials with the Synvisc, which is kind of a cartilage supplement injected into the joint. What I've seen is there's not a lot of significant improvement with it. Unfortunately we all wear out, and in this day and age, when things get so bad, the only thing that typically can really fix it is joint replacement, but that's far down the road. You try something simple first, and you don't want to live on anti-inflammatories, but sometimes they can really help get through the day.
I totally agree with you, try
Jacobus says, and if it works, great, and if it doesn't, well, then you got to take the next step,
step two. That's right,
which is seeing your doctor. If they feel that it's bad enough, you need to see an orthopedist, then you go that route.
But there is this controversy. What am I doing over here? There is also this controversy where people say just work through the pain. There are certain theories that say just work through the pain, and people do that, and they get so used to the pain, they don't realize anymore that they have more pain than what they end up feeling. Or they do take the anti-inflammatories, whatever, in whatever form, and they just keep doing what they're doing. And really what your body is trying to tell you is stop doing what you're doing, because you keep doing this, I keep causing you the pain. So I always talk to people and say, listen, if you have this pain, give it a rest. Number two, try something, redo your technique, your physical exercise, see a physical therapist, see a personal trainer, just get some help to redo what you're doing. Maybe you're doing it wrong. take some supplements or an anti-inflammatory to get you through that cycle of retraining yourself. And then let's start healing the body. Because in my opinion, the body always wants to heal. It wants to heal. It has the capability. It has the stem cell reservoir to start healing the body. We have to give it the tools, and we have to give it the thought, and we have to give it the effort to heal. But if we keep working against it and we're type A personalities and keep moving along, or we have to compete somewhere and we say, well, we got to keep training 3 times a day and I don't care if there's pain, I just work my no pain, no gain, then you really damage yourself in the long run.
That's well, you're right. I mean, our bodies have the inherent capacity to, you know, heal. That's the beauty of our system. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's level of dealing with pain is different.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the sole breadwinner out there and you got to go to work to bring home the bacon, you know, you got to suck it up and get out there, and you got to do whatever you can do to, you know, be able to get up that next work day and get your job done.
Yes.
And you know, what other choice do you have?
I agree.
That's where, you know, you try to do simple supplements, you know, to at least see if it helps, or, you know, take an anti-inflammatory. But again, if, you know, things just aren't getting any better or getting worse, then, you know, you've got no choice, you know, get in to see your doctor and take the next step.
Yeah. Good morning, caller. Thank you for holding on there. What is your name? How can we help you, please?
Oh, my name's Connor. I was just calling to say that, you know, I work hard every day. I do firewood and just constantly sore when I wake up the next day and everything like that. I used to, I mean, for like 10 years, 15 years, I've been buying the 500 counts of ibuprofen, the generic at Walmart, because that's the only way I can get through it. And you've had those guys about the U-capsules on your show multiple times.
Yeah.
The two things, I'll tell you this, Jacobus, that I switched. Last summer, I quit the sugar. I was drinking 5 or 6 sodas a day, just constantly. And I still have soda, like when I want to have a Captain and Coke, and I still have a can of Coke with my dinner almost every night.
Huh.
But I cut the sugar.
Yes.
And then I started taking those U pills, whatever they're called, from Bighorn Botanicals, the capsules.
Yeah.
I only take 2 every morning. I called you a couple months ago and let you know how much I've noticed it. So I've been on them for 4 months, since the middle of March.
Wow.
I have probably taken ibuprofen maybe 2 or 3 times simply because I had a headache.
That's impressive.
I don't touch it anymore, man. I wake up every morning. I'm not sore. I'm in a better mood. I have better energy. And I would just suggest people, if they're active and they've tried a bunch of other stuff, drop all that crap and try those capsules. I haven't even gone through the first 400 bottle yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking what it's saying. It says to take 2 capsules 2 to 3 times a day.
That is primarily for people who have possibly cancer. Or strong immune.
It's cellular. Everything in your body is cellular. And it's just amazing. I don't know what the difference is, but it's 2 and 3 and 4 and 5-fold, because I just tell you the stress and things that I've dealt with, that I let stuff go that I used to always just bother me all day long. And I've changed nothing except cutting the sugar. And 6 months after that, I started those capsules. That's the only thing I changed.
Wow.
So, people,
well, I'm glad to hear that you've cut down on your use of ibuprofen.
You should put them on the front counter at your medical clinic and let people try it out.
Yes.
See if it just helps with things. It's amazing, man. I've changed nothing else, and I'm 40 years old.
Wow.
And I've been eating the same way since I was 12 years old. So
Wow.
It's always changed. So that's my advice.
Well, thank you. That's great, right, Connor. I appreciate the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That's the U-tip. It's so funny. You and I were talking about it for a little bit, and that stuff just causes miracles. One of the things that I've seen is that if you just take 2, they're really small capsules, because if you do a quarter teaspoon of powder is equivalent to 2 capsules. So it's really small capsules.
Well, there was a couple things with, make a couple points here. I mean, you know, when you hear somebody living on ibuprofen on a daily basis or any other NSAID, Aleve, over the counter, to that extent for that long a period of time, you worry about
stomach and liver.
Yeah, you know, gastric effects, the kidney. So I'm glad that he was able to find something that was, you know, acting as an anti-inflammatory for him. But also, I mean, you know, was his diet totally. Sugar.
Big difference.
I mean, yeah. The inflammatory effects of some foods. And I mean, hell, I'm finding that, you know, cutting out wheat and gluten in my diet has made a difference as far as what I feel is some minor inflammation in
yes,
my body. So
exactly. And you're not
I'm glad
the only
to hear
one.
The yeah. caller found that type of relief.
Hmm. Wow. Dr. Pete is owner and provider at East Main Medical, a walk-in clinic that is independent and great service. He has is by himself. Then he has a physician assistant, Matt. He has a nurse who is Alex. And then he has a front lady, Oella.
Oella, our office manager, is not there today. The front desk is being manned by our newest employee, Melissa, who's she's just a crack up. She's delight.
Good.
And everybody that comes in just loves her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a great laugh.
You know, it's great that you also, being a good person and being a great physician, that you attract the people that that compliment you. You know, that is always, it's always feels very fortunate when that happens. So, Judy is texting me. She said, I'm listening. Thank you, Judy.
Well, you mentioned earlier, owies and boo-boos. That's our specialty, so.
Owies and boo-boos. There you go. Well, let me talk about with you about the services you explain. They're all explained on the website, but I want to go through them so the people have an idea how versatile you and your staff are when it comes to dealing with things. So one of them is the Department of DOT Physicals, Department of Transportation, I take it, right?
Correct.
And what is NRCME, Registered DOT Provider? What does that mean?
Well, let me see. I think it was back in 2013 or 2014. The federal government more or less made it mandatory that anybody who is now providing DOT examinations has to become a nationally registered provider.
Oh.
Meaning we had to do some special continuing medical education and then sit and take a test to become certified to do Department of Transportation physicals.
Huh. So it's nationally registered commercial, no, CME medical education. What is that?
Let's see, National Registry of, I don't even know what it means. But basically it means DOT physicals for both federal and state. You have to be a registered DOT
provider. So let me ask you, what does a physical contain for something like that? Because you also do sports physicals and you do wellness exams. So what, for example, is different about a DOT physical that you don't do for a sports physical or a wellness exam?
Well, all of them are head-to-toe physicals. I mean, obviously a wellness exam is a little bit more in-depth based on the patient, female, male, you know, their age. DOT exams come with their own, you know, standard form.
Okay.
And, you know, basically the patient checks off you know, their history on it, the questions that are asked. The big screening for DOT exams is, you know, you want to make sure that who's ever behind the wheel of that commercial vehicle, whether it be a van carrying passengers or a 18-wheeler, is healthy and is not going to have some type of medical issue
yeah. mm-hmm.
that could put them or anybody else on the road at risk. You know, I think there were a few incidents that happened sometime here in the 2000s that got the feds looking at it to where, you know, a truck driver had a heart attack, you know, behind the wheel and killed some people. And they started looking back through his health history and saw that there were many things that were kind of either missed or glanced over. And they more or less said that, look, this has got to be a little bit more you know, regimented and stringent on the requirements. So, you know, obviously if somebody's got insulin requiring diabetes, it's a big deal. I mean, they could have, you know, a severe insulin reaction, go hypoglycemic, become unconscious behind the wheel. You know, if somebody's got really bad coronary artery disease or out of control hypertension, you know, they don't want to have somebody having a medical emergency behind the wheel of their 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just become a little bit more
I mean, it is more regulated than just stick out your tongue and take your blood pressure, right. And it's more than that. It's you really check a person head to toe.
Hearing, vision.
Okay.
You know, we do. They have to provide a urine sample to make sure they don't have sugar in their urine.
Yeah.
Diabetes screening, protein. Make sure their high blood pressure is not out of control, causing nephropathy.
Yes. Huh. So interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we do lots of those. A lot of the companies here in town use this for their DOT.
It is a tough job to be a commercial driver. I mean, I'm always impressed with those people, how they maneuver that thing, those trucks. And but at the same time, many of them are very overweight because they sit for many hours and don't get enough exercise.
And they get out at the Greasy Spoon Diner and
yeah. So that should show up somehow in their, that should show up somehow in the blood test, I would say. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, so for out of control hypertension, you know, you're going to be spilling protein in your urine. If you do have diabetes, typically you're going to start spilling sugar into your urine, which if we find those things, then obviously they don't pass until they get further evaluation.
All right. Well, I have a caller on hold. Caller, I'm so sorry. We're hitting the break. And would you please hang on? And then we'll get you as soon as we start our next segment. It's a hard break coming up. We can't stop it. Folks, Dr. Pete Sikorski with me in the studio. We will be right back.
Making excellent use of your time and mind. Listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus every week.